If you're thinking, God, these guys hardly ever make episodes anymore, you'd be mistaken. At patreon.com/youhatemovies, there are still multiple episodes of You Hate Movies delivered monthly, arguing about the latest movies, ranking directors and franchises, interacting with fan mail, and getting bent out of shape about the latest in movie news. For the price of a monthly cup of coffee, you can listen in and join the arguing. patreon.com/youhatemovies.
Okay, you guys.
Welcome to You Hate Movies, the podcast in which casual moviegoers, film lovers, and cinephiles argue about movies. Every year, we make a wager on which movies will make the most money during the summer movie season. In this episode, we will argue about who will be the big winners at the box office. Play along and let us know which movies you think will be the top 10 of the summer. This year's the year, I got a feeling. Tyler, do you have that same feeling?
Me?
Yeah, about the summer movie bets.
No, I've given up on ever having that feeling again.
Dang, he's already sucking the feeling out of the room. Patrick, do you got a good feeling about this year?
Yeah, I'm the returning champion.
Oh, no, you're not.
He would have a good feeling.
I won in 2022.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
prove it.
I did. Look at it.
Oh, there you go.
I won.
Oh,
look once at upon it. A time. You I was actually the first winner.
Patrick didn't win.
Is that true or is that not true?
You won in 2015?
2014.
Abby won in 2014. Didn't Bethany win in 2015? Because it was like girl on girl.
Whitney.
What is up with this thing? This game is stupid. Everybody always loses.
Wasn't it Abby then Whitney?
I don't know.
You guys don't understand the thrill of winning, you know?
I don't.
Something you can't.
I don't know anything about it.
I won money, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was money, a movie gift card.
Money has always been at stake when we actually play.
Right, but we didn't put money in this time because we're just barely bringing it back, you know? We
could still put money on it, though.
Nah, it's too late.
Yeah, here's the thread from earlier today at the time of recording. Just earlier in the day, Tyler says to us, he says, I wish I could see. Oh, yeah, I can see it, 2:37 p.m. Should we... it was even earlier than that, 2:22 p.m., no, sorry, it was even earlier than that.
You gotta set it up with your question.
11:32 a.m. Tyler Hand says it's actually time for box office bets. And then Patrick says, you guys have time to make your bracket before we record. And Tyler says, and I quote, sure. No period or not. I'm just like, sure. Just floating in the air.
Yeah, I was sitting in a coffee shop with Taylor Burtis, one of our patrons.
Wow, that was as hard as.
And you asked the question, "What should our mainstream episode be?" And I said to her, "What should our mainstream episode be?" And then I suggested Civil War, but you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
And then she said, "You guys gonna do box office bets or what?" And I went, "Yeah."
Yep. And we did. We did them.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Because of Taylor Burtis. But she has a group that she does bets with every year. And they've been carrying on in the years that we failed to do it.
Wow. Because she probably hasn't been doing it as long and then hasn't therefore been hurt as
no,
much.
No, she so. Hasn't been defeated as much as we all have. Our spirits crushed.
I'm looking at the spreadsheet that we've been using since the very beginning. And it dates back to 2014, which makes this a decade.
How many years did we miss, too, because of COVID?
Of the summer, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and then 2022 and 2024. But still, it's a decade of the game, even if we didn't play it every year.
We missed since we 2 years because of, you know, theaters being shut down.
We missed 1 year because we forgot to do the podcast for a year.
It was last year. We just forgot to do it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But what's funny is at the end, we brought it back after COVID. We brought it back in 2022.
Yeah.
And we all submitted just barely on time. And then the summer season ended, and I asked, so who won? And no one wanted to do the work to count up the scores.
It was right there. All of it was just like calculator math.
Just someone just counted. Yeah.
It was all these people on there could have done it.
Yeah.
No one wanted to do it.
What's so great is that I won.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm actually looking at the scores right now in front of me. It's pretty hilarious. I mean, Abby absolutely tanked. She's 37 points, which is very, very low. Matt did a lot better with 53 points. I mean, heck, Tab did better than Abby.
Ugh.
Sad.
Sarah Hans got 49, but Patrick won the game with 60 points.
That's right.
So you still were significantly higher than Matt and way higher than Abby. And Tyler was at 47. I did better than Tyler. I had 49. And this was the year I put Maverick on there twice. I got 0 points for League of Super Pets, and Tyler got 0 points for Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man, yeah, they didn't make it. Yeah, I just feel like it really just destroys your love for film and theaters and audiences and other humans.
Yeah, it's pretty disheartening.
Yeah.
I got it this time, though. This year, I picked the top three that will be for sure the top three.
I don't know how the number one couldn't be the number one.
Yeah.
But we've been wrong many times.
Every time.
Yeah, there's an obvious choice. But more often than not, if not every single time, the obvious choice is not the winner.
Right. Well, anyway, we're back. Someone explain the rules.
The rules are as such. The object of the game is to successfully predict the top 10 highest grossing movies domestically, meaning in America. Apologies to our listeners abroad, but that's where we live. You can play the game based on your own domestic box office totals.
And again, for clarity, this is not a list of the 10 movies that we're most excited for or we think will be the best. This is just the ones that audiences show up and pay for.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're trying to guess in order which movies will gross the highest, 1 to 10. And you get a certain amount of points for being dead on. You get a certain amount of points for being within one spot. And you get 1 point for just having it on there at all if it ends up making the top 10. And you get 3 wild cards for additional points. So all in all, I bet if I look at this. Yeah, so it's 10 points if you have numbers 2 to 9 dead on. If you get number 1 or number 10 dead on, you get 13 points.
Hmm. You need those.
Which you'd think guessing the number 1 right would be easy, but it has proven to be difficult.
Yeah, it's hard. Extremely difficult, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 1 dead on, 13 points. You get 10 points if you get 2 through 9 dead on. 7 points if your pick was only one spot away from where it landed eventually. 5 points if it was 2 spots away. 3 points if your pick is anywhere in the top 10. And 1 point for each dark horse that makes it on there.
So the strategy is to get yourself inside the mind of the average moviegoer. You know, what is the average Abby out there going to want to spend her money on and watch in the theaters? And you think you've got the audiences figured out, but you'll be wrong.
They'll surprise you.
Yeah.
So, for example, all the way back in 2014, I'm looking at this spreadsheet. This was when we first experienced the phenomenon that has endured almost every single year. Everyone this year was betting big on How to Train Your Dragon 2, because it's a kid movie. Everyone goes see a parent. It's summer vacation. And or Transformers Age of Extinction, that franchise had been extremely lucrative at the box office.
Very lucrative, yep.
No one had Guardians of the Galaxy anywhere near their number one.
No one knew what the heck that was.
Exactly. That sounds like a ridiculous thing to say now, but at the time, it was the first Marvel movie that was like, dude, it's in space with a raccoon. No one reads this comic book. That's going to be the first one that doesn't do well. It was the number one movie of the summer.
Yep.
The second year, and this is, I'll just use this as one last example. The obvious choice was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yep.
After the first Avengers movie had become one of the highest grossing movies of all time. It was in the top 3.
Behind Titanic and Avatar.
Yeah. So it was like, duh, the sequel's probably going to make even more money. So every single person I'm looking at had it at number one, except for Bethany Allen, who bet everything on Jurassic World and won the game as a result. Jurassic World was the highest grossing film of the summer, not Avengers. So it turns out waiting a couple decades and then rebooting a franchise. Yeah. Now, of course, it seems obvious. Oh, the Jurassic World. But no one knew it then. Everyone was like, who knows if that'll do well.
Yeah. And then, of course, you make these lists every summer and you look at it and you go, oh, nine of the titles that I put in here are based on some other franchise or intellectual property, and only one of these is an original film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's discouraging and all sorts of
things. You got to bet on crap. So... Yeah. I'm looking at this list in front of me. We're going to go through and explain our wild cards, top tens, and why we bet on what we bet. And Ed will be committed to, you know, audio archives for all times.
So we can play back and listen to how stupid our predictions were later.
The betting officially opens, or the eligible movies begin on May 1st and last through Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tyler, tell us about your wild cards to start with.
Right. So, three wild cards. You're basically choosing 11, 12, and 13. You're going through picking 13 highest, and three have to go at the bottom somehow.
The most you can get is 3 points. So,
right.
If you got all of them.
Right. And these are tend to be the ones where you're like, yeah, this could go the distance. But obviously, we don't know for sure.
Okay. Yep.
That's the strategy, guys. That is the strategy. I've had theories, strategies in the past that I thought might benefit me. Like
you've had weird ones.
Yeah. No. They were sound. Go watch my original one was go find each of the trailers for mm-hmm. these and see the view count, the like count, the comment counts, and you can gauge the general audience engagement to some degree, which apparently was a huge misfire of a strategy because it didn't seem to help me at all.
I loved that year. This man, he was so committed. He was over there doing the research, studying. He thought he had the unlocked a code with that trailer.
I thought it was
going
to give me a benefit. Yeah, it didn't really prove to help me in any way. Where I landed on my wild cards is somehow grasping at kids movies or horror movie bumps to get them up into the top 10. One of them is Harold and the Purple Crayon, which is just based on some kid's book. I had my kids watch the trailer and tell me if it looked interesting, and they seemed pretty excited. And that's really all that matters to get them in the theaters. If the kid says to go see it, the parents will take them. It's August. You're sick of your kids. You'll take 2 hours of peace in the dark, you know. So Harold the Purple Crayon, wild card. The Strangers, Chapter 1, is a reboot of the old Strangers that was very popular and I think has only gained more of a following since then. Kind of a cult became.
Abby considers it one of the scariest movies she's ever seen.
They're bringing it back, and this is Chapter 1, so there's going to be a lot more,
it seems.
Fear. So I think that the timing is right for that to potentially turn people out into the theater, which horror movies in the summer always feels odd, but it tends to work.
Depends on when it comes out.
Yeah, I think it might be August. And then Borderlands, which is based on the video game, mm-hmm. and they just found some director to recreate a James Gunn movie. Just looks like Suicide Squad. And I think that the cast and the aesthetic will probably bring in people, but I'm not so sure that the intellectual property has enough to bring people in.
I don't know anything about that game, but I know the name, and I know what at least one of the characters looks like just from like ads and GameStop and crap like that.
Yeah.
And so when I saw a thumbnail about the movie, I was like, yep, there's the one thing I recognize. And they adapted that very faithfully for people like me to be like, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just Guardians of the Galaxy, Suicide Squad with Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett, man.
Kevin Hart
out here doing these genre movies.
And Jack Black as a robot. It could be good. It could be good.
It could, yeah.
I'll watch it on streaming someday after reading the reviews.
All right, so you got Borderlands, you got The Strangers Chapter 1, and then?
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
That. Oh, man.
Patrick.
That's bad. Mm-hmm.
What do you got as your wild cards?
My wild cards, I also have Strangers Chapter 1. Notice that some of these, like Tyler said, the horror movies and the kids movies are the ones that can kind of, over the time, build up mm-hmm. enough to sneak in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. So I have Strangers Chapter 1. I have The Watchers. Shyamalan.
Shyamalan's daughter.
Yeah. I think that could have some good groundswell.
Daughter-in-law.
It's based on a book that people seem to like.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps, because Where the Crawdads Sing made it into the list last year, and no one saw that movie.
It wasn't last year. That was years ago, man.
No, the movie was like two years ago.
Yeah.
Last year, 2 years ago.
It was, yeah, 2 years ago.
It was a hit whenever it happened.
It was a hit, but it wasn't a good movie. Just people loved the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the trailer looked kind of novel. I was like, sure, yeah, I would give that a shot if I didn't have, if nothing else planned that week. The Watchers.
The Watchers. And then I have Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1.
Dude, that has to be one of the worst trailers
I have ever seen. But what's the, like, the biggest show ever?
Yellowstone.
Is Yellowstone.
It looks just like Yellowstone.
It looks just like Yellowstone.
I think your logic is sound.
With Kevin Costner. That's what I'm thinking is going to pull the people in.
No, that makes a ton of sense.
I agree.
The logic. I got there because I was like, oh, is he joking when I saw this list? And I'm like, oh, he must be thinking of, like, you know, the boomers and stuff that are going to go to the movies.
The Yellowstone fans, the people who remember Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, they want to go see When Men Were Men.
Because you can't sleep on Dances with Wolves. Kevin Costner is an Academy Award-winning director.
It's true. I know, but it looks like he forgot. It looks like he's drifted further than Ridley Scott.
Yeah. But we need you to add some clarity. Do you mean Chapter 1 or Chapter 2?
I mean Chapter 1. Chapter 2 is coming out
in August.
August. They won't have enough time.
Okay.
That's my thinking. That's my wild cards.
All right, Abby, what kind of wild cards?
If Chapter 1's bad, no one's going to go see Chapter 2.
I know.
But if Chapter 1's successful, usually the sequel makes even more money.
But how? How if the first one, I thought this through, I thought this is the same thing, but
home media?
No. Chapter 1 doesn't even have enough time for people to be watching it at home. You might even still be in theaters.
You know, really? How far apart are they?
A month? Like 6-7 weeks.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
I might have the same as Patrick. I have The Strangers Chapter 1.
Okay.
Did you have that?
Yep.
Yep.
I have Horizon Chapter 1.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
And The Watchers.
That same thing. That's right. Same thing.
But you know, I didn't look at your list. I didn't.
All right. And then finally, let's see what I have. I'm going the way that I think this is the only way to win this game. I've made a list and I've organized things by numbers. And we're going to see right now what my wild cards are.
You're going to roll a dice.
I'm going to roll a dice. I got a D10 right here.
Wait. You're just doing it random?
This is for 11, 12, and 13.
I've listed out the movies that I've nominated to be included on the list.
You have 13 movies listed.
Yep.
And right now they're about to be put in order based on the
dice. This doesn't go up to 13.
No. I have the tens, and so then I have the wild cards numbered.
So you're going to submit a fully randomized list this year?
That's right.
Okay.
The Strangers Chapter 1.
That could be a great strategy.
That sounds just as reasonable as anything.
The Strangers Chapter 1 just won the first dice roll.
That's what we all got, right?
And then Bad Boys Ride or Die is going to be another wild card for me.
Okay.
This is great. And then finally, my other wild card is going to be The Watchers.
Wow. That's a solid wild card lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did some narrowing.
You're going to randomize your top 10 as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. All right, Tyler, what do you got at number 10?
Number 10 is a children's film that I think the parents will take the kids to. They're going to be like, we need another kids movie. The parents will see the trailer. They're going to think, that movie looks entertaining to me as an adult. I'm going to take my kids to see it. And it's the film If, written and directed by John Krasinski, starring Ryan Reynolds alongside Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you got that way too low. Ryan Reynolds, everything he does makes billions of dollars somehow.
I guess we'll find out.
When's it come out, though?
Pretty early on.
Pretty early?
Yeah.
It's weird to me that they're marketing that thing. There's an ad they keep playing in theaters where Ryan Reynolds is talking about his, I have an imaginary friend. His name's John, and he directed A Quiet Place. And then John Krasinski's like, oh, no, I'm not imaginary. I'm right here. And then Ryan Reynolds goes, I wish you could see him. And everyone in the theater laughs. I'm like, why are they using his Quiet Place fame to promote this kid's movie about imaginary friends? But whatever works.
Comes out in May, so it's got a lot of time.
It's got a lot of time.
It's definitely going to be more tops than 10.
It could definitely be very successful. It looks stupid.
Yeah. It does.
It's interesting that it's coming out at the same time, the same summer as Inside Out 2, because it's, you know, it's basically just loosely just Bing Bong.
Mm. Bing Bong.
Yep. And they, I wonder if at some point they had to, if it was always called If, or they changed it, because there's another movie that came out this year, a horror movie called Imaginary, about like a bear or some such thing, a Blumhouse movie. And I was getting the two mixed up. I was calling If Imaginary, but whatever works. Patrick, what do you have at number 10?
Number 10, I have The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy. The trailer's looking fun.
The trailer does look fun. It comes same, out early.
That's same makers as Bullet Train.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to like do big bucks right away, but it's got a long time to...
It does, and he's on his Ken fame.
He is that, on his
that
Ken
I,
fame.
I think is a big piece of it, too. Mm-hmm. I've got Fall Guy on my list.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer looks good, too. It looks like a good time.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, it's got Ryan and Emily both riding that.
Mm-hmm.
The coattails of their summer successes last
year.
They
look very charming. It looks like a fun rom-com. Abby, what do you have at number 10?
I have Bad Boys 2.
Okay.
Or whatever it's called.
Bad Boys 4. It's called Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Oh,
and
so
it is
not
the,
two.
It is the fourth one.
I think that one's going to flop, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't include it.
I didn't include it.
I think it'll be...
The dice has decided for me.
Those, like, think about, like, the 50 plus people that want to go see like a funny movie.
All 50 of them or like 50 year olds? And
50 year olds.
Yeah.
It got, people were hooting and hollering and laughing at the trailer when I saw the trailer.
I don't
know why. Yeah, it wasn't
I think I've only seen the first one.
Me too. Which was Michael Bay. Michael Bay? Did he make
it? It's Michael Bay-esque. For sure.
It's definitely, it has the colors and everything.
Yeah.
And let's find out what my number 10 is going to be. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, oh no, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Uh-oh.
Oh man.
Well, you're already doing pretty bad.
Yep. But I committed. It's on there now.
What? No.
Yep.
Don't do that. You know that's really not going
to
be.
It's really funny.
He's absolving himself of any responsibility.
I'm committed to this.
The randomizer means he doesn't have to take any credit for it being a poorly chosen list. No.
Deadpool and Wolverine is this year's obvious choice at number one. It does come out a little late in the game, but it'll be the kind of movie that's probably going to make most of its money very quickly.
I don't know how it won't be number one.
I mean, nothing can stop it, right?
Unless it's like Inside Out 2 fans really show up or something.
Yeah. It has to be a dark horse that overtakes them.
Pixar has taken the number one spot a bunch of times. Finding Dory was number one that year.
Such a stinky... All right.
That's true. 9.
Tyler, what you got at 9?
At number 9, I have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Dang.
I don't think it's got legs to get much higher than that.
They are surprisingly promoting the crap out of that thing.
Yeah.
They are.
They're promoting it harder than they promoted the good ones.
They've always done well, but they usually get mid list 4, 5, 6. You know, that's kind of where it's always been. It's been a while. It's not the same director. They lost Andy Serkis. I don't think it's got it in anymore.
I don't know. And the trailers and previews are just not doing it. It has no edge. It doesn't look dark or
interesting.
Yeah,
but I think that's why it's going to do better, because everybody's going to bring their kids to it. There's other ones not everybody was bringing
their
kids to.
Why would they bring their kids to the fourth installment of film franchise?
We are.
People don't know. Yeah,
it's like, you might as well take them to see Bad Boys then.
That's true, yeah. That's true, yeah. We got to watch them all first. All right, Patrick, what do you got at number 9?
Number 9, I have Twisters. It looks so stupid.
It does. But they're trying to hype that trailer. You got to admit, like, it doesn't do anything for me at all. But the person that made the trailer was like, I'm going to try to make this appeal to a certain person.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, and the way that the name comes on the screen, like, letter by
one
letter.
At a time. But it's like, I hate that cutout effect. Where you can see the movie behind the letters, you know, as if we're looking. It just looks so dated to me.
It is a little nostalgic. That was...
Man, that movie's stupid. I didn't like Twister.
No,
there's
I love
so
that movie.
There's every time I go to the theater, I see a trailer for Twisters. Mm-hmm. It's getting a lot of promo.
How
I think
can
it's
you care
nine.
About a movie where the antagonist or the big thing is a freaking weather phenomenon. Who cares?
People love the thrill.
Man, you got to ride.
You don't face your fears. You ride them. What? No, you don't. What are you talking about?
He does.
Because they got that handsome guy from Top Gun. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's having a moment, too. He's going to bring him in.
Burrs, what do you got at number nine?
My number nine, I have A Quiet Place, Day One. That's right.
I think that looks great. I hope people show up.
I'll be there. That does look good.
I'll be watching it.
I'm trying to get my, because my kids saw that trailer before Godzilla, and they're like, that looks awesome, because they're really marketing this one as a full-on monster movie. And I was like, they are awesome. We should watch them. And I'm hoping that that will be their first experience of a horror movie. You know, PG-13, kiddie pool horror, but scary fun. They really like monster movies, so it's the best possible introduction. It's like a... Yeah, PG-13 movie like The Ring or something is still going to terrify small children. Right. But
this one might too. There's it doesn't go great for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but it's just a really good movie.
It is.
So we'll see. Is it time for me to ask the fates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's find out what my number nine is going to be.
I hope this it's sucks. Despicable Me 4.
Oh wait, did I not ask? Did you not?
No, I said, I hope yours is.
Oh, I got you. Okay, here we go. Number nine. Okay, my number nine is If.
That's fine.
It's probably.
I really wish that
decent.
Deadpool wasn't all the way down at the very bottom.
You can change it.
No, I'm sticking with this.
In,
yeah, I'm sticking with this. It's on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Patrick, what do you got at number eight?
Tyler.
Wait, I go.
Sorry, Tyler, what do you got at number eight? I messed up the order.
Mm-hmm. Twisters. Same, the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
If only Bill Paxton was alive. And that Philip Seymour Hoffman, that would have helped.
Yeah.
It comes out and late, but it could definitely have the same kind of... Remember how shocking the Top Gun thing was?
Yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. That thing became one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
I think maybe Twisters will take number one. It'll spin right to the top.
That could be the... I'm saying that's my unofficial guess for the Dark Horse, because I can't say what my real guess is yet.
It'll just... blow its way to the top. Although that has other...
It blows all right.
Uh-huh.
It blows big time. Patrick, your number eight.
My number eight's Quiet Place, Day One.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for it.
I feel like those are low between you and Burrs, but you know, it could be. Maybe the steam's running out on that one too.
I think the steam's going to run out on it. I don't think it's going to have the...
Did anyone go back and check and see how the second one fared at the box office?
Oh,
I don't.
And it's not like a family movie, and it is still kind of horror-ish.
I was disappointed by the second one. My steam has gone down after the second one.
Because the whole, so much of the steam for the first two was the family.
Mm-hmm.
And the family's not in it anymore.
Well, they're in the second one. They're not.
The family's
one.
Played out, though, at this point.
Yeah,
we don't need any more stories.
I think it's cooler to see...
The world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what people want to see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the first film was total domestic haul was $188 million. And the sequels...
because people didn't know what to expect, right?
The sequel made $160
million. Well, less.
Yep. I mean, they're probably not expensive, right? I don't know.
No, these are both successful films, but it is indicative that there was a drop-off.
There's a drop-off.
From the first.
Did they place in any of the previous top tens?
Well, I don't think that either one of these. This one came out in April.
Oh.
And the other one came out in May. So it was a summer movie.
Who's directing? Oh, no. The director of Pig.
Really? There you go, Patrick. You excited?
I love Pig, man.
Pigman.
All
He's
right.
He's a pigman.
Burrs, what do you got?
My number eight, I have If.
Hey, that's pretty close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any logic? Any reason?
Nope. Great. It's just a kids movie. People will go see it, but it is coming out quite a bit later. It's in like August.
Well, let's see what I have at number eight. It looks like my number eight is going to be Maxine.
Oh, no.
What?
Yep.
That's not making money.
That's what I put, Tyler.
That is not making money. How
it
is
could.
That?
It's a slasher.
How is that in your top 13 at all?
No. There's going to be five people who go see it, and we'll like it, but
you never know. People really like those first two movies. This one's 80s. People love the 80s.
It's true.
I do. Remember the 80s? It was fun.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I don't really remember them.
I definitely don't.
Okay, well, we'll see, won't we? Time will tell.
I do think the movie looks really good.
Tyler. The keepers had palm trees on them.
It's crazy. And your school folders had animals destroying sporting equipment.
That was early 90s.
Tyler brought
yeah.
that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Tyler.
Seven.
Number seven is the only original property film on my list. The Fall Guy. Mm. Which has got the same energy as Bullet Train. I think people are starting to recognize that. You know, producers of Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And those dudes are starting to gain their own reputation for, and even tone. It's almost like you can tell that they did it by the time the trailer ends. And yeah. then you look, you're like, oh, yep, yeah, I was
like right. Bullet Train.
Yeah, this looks better.
It does. It does look better.
And I think the Gosling Blunt momentum will help carry it. It also comes out very early. I think people are excited. Like, mm-hmm. there's already buzz for it.
Dang, buzz.
Mm. Yeah, that buzz is out there.
Yeah, it comes out the first week.
It buzzed me. Right? The trailer was effective. I was like, oh, that looks like fun. We should see it. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what everybody's out here saying. That looks like fun. We should seize it. Everybody.
Everybody's saying it.
Everybody's yeah. saying it to themselves.
So number seven.
But not too
they
many
says
people.
To themselves, they says, that looks fun. We should see it.
Number seven.
Patrick, what do you have at number seven?
Number seven, I have the Garfield movie.
That is not going to be in the top 10.
I bet it will, man.
Oh, who's Garfield?
What's his name?
Chris Pratt.
That's right. That's why.
I bet it will.
The Mario movie didn't make it into the top 10. Not even close.
The Mario movie made $1 billion.
Didn't make it into the top 10 that summer?
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, this will.
We didn't play.
It wasn't. It came out in April.
That's true.
That's why.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. That thing was a runaway train success.
Look up the numbers on Mario.
You're right.
Look up summer 2023. Give me the stats. Where's Mario?
Mario didn't come out in the summer. We just
I feel like I saw it. It was just low.
Look, I also think that this is Garfield will be on the list. But
no.
My Lord and my God. It looks so bad.
It looks.
No one cares about Garfield anymore.
So bad.
Those kids.
Listen, I did a little focus group with my kids plus an extra kid from down the street today, and not a single one of them wanted.
You're
anything.
Pulling the kids in your
man is yes. using children.
Not
to
one
make
of them. Life. Not one of them wanted anything to do with that Garfield movie.
Please,
yeah,
I don't believe
you.
That
know what they were excited for? The purple crayon.
No.
Yes.
No one.
I made them watch the trailers.
My kids have seen a bunch of trailers for Garfield. They hadn't seen anything for no purple crayon.
Yes. Show them. You show them.
You didn't read Harold and the Purple Crayon when
they have
kids?
But I'm saying there's no trailers for it. There's no way to get them all.
I didn't even know it was a movie.
See,
and we read that book to our kids when they were little.
Yeah, we did too.
Great. Now you're gonna take them and I'm gonna win.
Mario came out April 5th of 2023.
Yeah,
and its worldwide gross was $1,362,000,000.
What was his domestic haul?
$574 million.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Yeah,
that's
Garfield's not doing high. Those numbers.
You wait and see.
I wonder if it would have been number one.
Probably. If that was it, 560, well, in the window.
Golly. I don't know. They would have to have beaten Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the list I saw, because it was on the list. Maybe it's that how much it made during the summer.
Barbie didn't make $1.3 billion, so maybe it did beat it.
All right, Burrs, what do you got at number seven?
I have Twisters.
Twisters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
Yeah.
That's
remember that point in the trailer where he shouts, it's twins! Like the original movie.
It's like the big... moment in the trailer.
Yeah. It's like the old beer commercial.
So we can all twins.
It's because they do that in the first movie.
Twins.
Is Helen Hunt not in it?
I don't see her.
She's the after cameo stinger probably.
Mm.
Or after credit stinger.
All right. You guys ready to find out what my number, what is
seven.
This? Seven is? Here we go.
God, I hope Garfield is your number one.
My number seven is going to be Twisters.
Same.
That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, man, let's get married. All right. I feel really good about this so far. Deadpool being at number 10. Tyler, what do you got at number six?
Six is Furiosa, : a Mad Max saga, in case you couldn't tell from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how this will do. I've got it somewhere in the middle because it's hard to predict. Anya Taylor-Joy has got some mixed, feedback on Or is it a human with a face?
Her eye placement.
She's apparently supposed to look like Charlize Theron.
She looks so much better. Man, that trailer, there's like TV spots they keep playing now, and it's got Anya / Anya / Nunya, her voice going, "I'm furious," like all growly, and I was like, oh man, it's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be
cool. And then I didn't realize Chris Hemsworth was in it until the trailer, and I thought he's a good cast for that.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see him be the villain. He hasn't been the villain since Horrible Bosses 3.
That's not a movie.
Horrible Bosses 2.
That's Chris Pine.
Yeah. Hemsworth is not in? Hemsworth no. is. It's Chris Pine?
Chris Pine.
Oh, man. I'm so ashamed. Yeah. And as much as... You know what that means? I just need to rewatch Horrible Bosses 2.
Yeah, I would love that they made a third one. Chris Hemsworth can be the villain in that one.
And we're probably the only group of people
he might have been the best part of the Ghostbusters movie.
That's what I'm thinking of. He becomes the villain in the Ghostbusters movie and does a funny little dance. I just wanted to take a brief moment based on all these things that we keep bringing up to talk about the worldwide all-time total for a second, because a couple of these summer movies are in, a bunch of these summer movies are in there. In fact, almost all these are summer movies with the exception of the biggest one and the number three biggest one, Avatar and Avatar Way of Water. But man, Barbie is the 14th highest grossing movie of all time. Did you realize
what's her final number?
1,445,000,000.
Oh, she did beat Mario.
Yeah, beat Age of Ultron, but Mario is number 17. So Barbie's 14, Mario's 17. They both beat out like freaking Harry Potter and crap. Mm-hmm. And Top Gun Maverick is number 12 of all time. And Tyler, this one's for you. Number 11, Furious 7.
Sure. Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's wild.
All right, what number are we on?
Furiosa.
Six. Patrick.
I think it's gonna do well. I think it's gonna be good. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, I bet that thing will make money. People have been waiting for that movie without getting tired of it.
I think the trailer's solid too. It doesn't really give you. Oh, maybe it does. You kind of know the plot.
A lot cheaper than the first one.
I don't think it they're using CG now instead of all practical.
Yeah, and you can tell.
But I don't think that it gives away a ton of the story. This is just me talking about a movie I want to see now. But it has those vignettes, you know, that are like, hey, here's some cool moments in the film. And you think, oh, yeah, the subtly choreographed, very creative moments they show. I thought, oh, that does look really good.
Oh, I bet we'll all be hyped up in the theater going, Witness.
Yeah.
Quoting and stuff. It'll give Liam another decade of saying Witness on the podcast.
Yep.
Patrick, what do you got at number six?
He's got it too high.
No. Ryan Reynolds is like Chris Pratt. That's going to be big bucks.
It's true.
Big box office bucks.
He's going to like have this. He's going to have this trailer somehow tied into Deadpool, and it's going to be all the thing. Mm. He ties all his stuff together somehow.
I have Fall Guy. Six.
Fall Guy. All right. I'm excited. Do you have a reason? Have you even seen that trailer?
Yeah, I think it looks good. I've actually only heard bad things about it my circle of people. They're like, "Oh, that looks so dumb."
You notoriously travel in a bad circle.
Sure.
Real stupid.
But I was kind of shocked when you guys were like, "Oh, I've only heard good things about it." I was like, because I wanted to see it.
It already has critic reviews in. They're all really glowing, and it's a love letter to the stunt profession, and
that's nice.
So I think it's gonna showcase a lot of like crazy stunts.
It comes out early. It has Ken on Ken fame.
Rom-coms have been doing really well. Even R-rated I don't think this is rated R, but even that, the fact that R-rated rom-coms like this what did Patrick call Sydney Sweeney?
Anyone
Sweat?
But you.
She, the fact that her movie did so well seems like audiences are in that that movie with Channing Tatum and what's her
Paradise
face?
Lost in Paradise or something.
The Lost City. That people love that
Bullock?
Thing. Yeah, with Sandra Bullock, that thing was a hit. Mm-hmm. Seems like audiences are like, we want to go back and see rom coms again.
Yeah, but they want them just a little bit raunchy these days.
Yeah, they like a little raunchy.
Like No Hard Feelings.
Like No Hard Feelings, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, steamy. Literally and figuratively. But you're ready for the Fall Guy?
I'm ready.
You think it's going to be number six? You know what I think is going to be number six? Here, let me tell you. I think number six is going to be... Oh, I got to re-roll because I already did that one. I didn't account for mulligans. Number six is going to be the Garfield movie. Mm. I wish it would have been number one. Man, that thing... Here's what really blows my mind about the Garfield movie, since this is our opportunity to talk about these. One, Garfield already has two feature films.
Yeah, with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
God.
So let's not forget about that.
Which was a very famous line from him in Zombieland. Any regrets?
I don't know. Garfield, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But he did it twice. He did it twice. So there's that. Then they're like, oh, forget it. We're going to reboot the whole thing. Is it Illumination? It looks like Illumination. Whatever it is, like it looks terrible. It's all going to be CG and hyper bubbly, puffy cartoons. Why is it so convoluted? Even the trailer is like convoluted. Garfield has a secret buff dad voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, and there's a secret ring of other cats and animals. It's like, it looks like Secret Life of Pets 2 level chaos. You know what I'm saying? Why can't it just be like a movie about like John and Garfield and lasagna? Well,
when we do our episode on all the Garfield movies.
Yeah, we do Road to the Garfield movie.
You know, a true to life Garfield. You're like a hyper realistic Garfield. If they wanted to be, remain integrous to the original property, it would be something like A Ghost Story.
How?
Where you watch Garfield eat lasagna for 5 minutes without cutting.
Yeah, and you only can see his thoughts.
His mouth gets all big, yeah.
And he walks through the window and he sees a cat in the next house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's scratching at the wall.
I like that. I like the interpretation where we can't read Garfield's mind.
Yeah.
So we're just like John talking and Garfield looking and then walking away.
He looks at the camera, great. Smiles, and
it'd
walks
be
away.
Like the Spike Jones adaptation of Where the Wild Things Are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number freaking five. Tyler, what do you got?
Number five is inspired by the ride or die fans of Bad Boys. Which I haven't seen.
You can't
since
even say it without laughing.
What, you really think Bad Boys?
Number five, yeah. I haven't seen these since the first one.
That's way out there, man.
Have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't.
They're like, it's bad.
But when that first one came out in 1995, and it was directed by Michael Bay.
Right. People love these movies.
Yeah, they're really into Will Smith.
And there is a strange amount of groundswell for it.
I don't think so, part
of my research... Fandango did a survey and Bad Boys, like, what's your most anticipated movie of the summer? And they listed the top 10. Fandango.
Yeah.
Bad Boys is number two.
Whoa. What was number one?
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Shocker. All right. Bad Boys. Burr, burr.
Burr, burr. I will not be seeing Bad Boys.
We ain't going nowhere. We bad boys for life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at the box office hole on the last one. Patrick, what do you got, number five?
Number five is Furiosa.
I have five Furiosa, too.
Yep. Looks awesome. Great casting.
Yeah, the last one made $200 million.
Right, and it has appreciated. People love
it. No, I'm talking about Bad Boys.
Oh, Bad Boys,
too. Anyway, go ahead. It has appreciated. People are
Did
excited.
Did it, really? Part three made $200 million.
Yep.
Domestically?
Just domestically, yeah. Which is way more than Mad Max. Mad Max made $154
million. Oh, Bad Boys.
I had no
one.
Idea. Everyone loved Mad Max so much, and I heard people saying that Bad Boys 3 was a stinky. But
I don't know. I know a lot of people who saw it, so those numbers might not be right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're not accounting for your research.
They're not accounting for Patrick's friends.
Yeah. You guys. Burrs, what do you have at number five?
I already said Furious.
What do you have at number four, I mean? Or is we're it not. Me? Is that what you mean by that?
No, we're on
yeah,
five.
It's your turn.
Oh, okay.
I just did five.
Okay, and he did five?
I just had the same one.
I
so
see.
I said it's
gotcha.
The same.
Yeah, I got a little confused there. Let's see what my number five is. My number five, I got to reroll. How exciting. My number five is The Fall Guy.
It's up there.
Seems a little high.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
Yeah,
it's higher than Garfield.
It's a little high dice.
All right. There's not much you could say about rolling dice. So, Tyler, what you got for number
four? My number four, and I feel like now that we've seen the numbers on the other two, this might be too high, is A Quiet Place, Day One. I'm counting on audiences being excited. But the cast is a different cast. The vibe, the film is a different vibe. I didn't know that it was the pig director. I think I might regret this.
This thing is all going to rely on groundswell. If it comes out and it's awesome and people are talking about it, then it's got a good chance. But
Yeah. I think it could make some money.
It comes out early.
The trailer's solid.
It's probably, honestly, behooves it that they hired an art house film director as opposed to, you know, like the guy who did Maze Runner doing the freaking Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
That I got, it's already going to be a genre movie. You can't get around that. It's going to be a monster movie. Mm. So getting somebody who like will actually try to care about making it an interesting story. That's what was so great about those first two movies. Obviously the first better than the second, but the story is so compelling, and it's a fun monster movie on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, the cast is a big deal. I think that you're going to get other crowds coming in, if you know what I mean.
Got that Lupita lady or whatever?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's good.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay. Quiet Place. Patrick, what do you got at number four?
Number four, I have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Way too high.
It's got so much... It's coming out soon. It's got a lot of time.
Yeah. That's true. It does have
got a lot of time for people to find out it's bad and not see.
Yeah, I mean that'll hurt it. That's going to hurt it.
I don't know. It's one of the only big
spectacle movies.
Yeah, they're really promoted. There's ads everywhere. Right. All the theaters have the giant cardboard cutouts. They played before Godzilla. They played a special IMAX preview of. I was like, oh, geez.
It's the summer one that's the big action movie for the family.
Mm-hmm.
More so than these other ones. Mm-hmm. So
I think I'm taking my kids to see Fall Guy.
There you go. Now we're talking. We're all over the place. Quiet Place, Fall Guy, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, better take your kids to see Quiet Place a few times.
All right, Burrs, what do you have at number four?
I have Inside Out 2.
Interesting.
Number four.
I felt like the top three was a lock.
I did too.
A very obvious lock.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Inside Out 2 comes out a little bit later.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see if you guys' lock is right based on what the dice says. My number three or four this year is going to be... Well, let's have a look here. Looks like it's going to be Despicable Me 4.
Mm.
Which obviously is too low. God, that thing looks bad too. I've had to sit through that trailer a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out of ideas for a long time.
The minion going in the machine.
Yeah, man. And people love it. They love those minions.
They really do.
God knows. God only knows why. All right, Tyler.
We're at the top. Patrick and I are locked. The same top three are locked in. Maybe we just need to say them at the same time at this point.
All right, ready?
My number three. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go first. My number three is as part of my focus group with the neighborhood kids.
Oh, here we go.
The feud broke out between them on which of the kids' movies would be the highest, and they were so excited to see Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by that a little bit, but really excited. They're like, oh, that is the one I'm seeing this summer. It's that one. Okay, great. So at number three, I have Inside Out 2. I think the other part is that people miss good Pixar, and you can argue if Inside Out is good or not. At least it had some creative qualities to it that were outside of the box.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's definitely in the good era.
Yeah, so I think people miss good era Pixar, mm-hmm. and this is a chance to relive that, so it's going to drop
people familiar characters, unlike Elemental and all that.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, she got older, and she hit puberty, and now she has these other emotions, blah, blah, blah. This obviously has no bearing on the box office whatsoever, but I like Inside Out, and this one doesn't look good to me.
I think it looks fine.
Recast a bunch of the emotions.
That's concerning.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And, you know, our very own Josiah DePaula, he poo-pooed me when I said, oh, man, Bill Hader is not Fear. I thought he was really funny. I see, he has such a recognizable voice. And he's like, oh, he's barely in it. I'm like, what? They give him a lot of the gags throughout. As far as the emotions go, he's not the main character or anything. But that they just stuck different actors in these roles.
This says a lot about Josiah's inner workings. He doesn't recognize Fear.
Yeah.
He's got some anxiety.
Anyway, but I mean, Finding Dory was junk, and that was a number one. So
Yep.
I also have
Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2 was number three. Yeah. You know.
Oh, I have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh. No.
Ooh, way up high.
No.
Yeah, that's right. I flipped them.
The tops of the tree.
I flipped them.
That is wrong.
Sometimes you got to flip. In this game, flipping is all you can do. In fact, I'm really flipping. Here we go. Number three. My number three is going to be... No, I already have Garfield. That would have been great, though. Did I already put Furiosa on here? Nope. Okay, Furiosa. She's number three. I think Anya's taking us all the way up to number three.
That's wrong.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
We'll see.
Tyler, number two.
Number two. You can't argue with these god dang minions.
Mm-mm. It's bad.
But there they are, Despicable Me 4. How many movies are there? It's the four Despicables and
two Minions.
Two Minions.
Yeah. Six movie franchise.
These are better. At least the Despicable ones are better than the Minion movies.
They are. That's true. Objective. That's and that's true. Hard.
You at least have
Trey
the family.
Trey Parker was in part three.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
The thing about comparing Despicable Me and Inside Out, I don't know that Pixar has the power to bring people based on their name anymore. You know, the movie is going to have to like speak for itself. Despicable Me still has that power.
Mm-hmm.
People are just going to go to it because it's still the next one.
Kids are still excited.
And it's a younger, like, I think you could bring a 2-year-old to Despicable Me. You can't bring a 2-year-old and to actually watch Inside Out. I don't think.
It depends on. That's totally.
Yeah.
Man, it's a shame that you can't be on top forever. And now Marvel is learning the same exact thing, but. Pixar has really fallen from grace.
There's no Marvel in here.
The last...
Where's Marvel?
It's coming.
This is the last run of Pixar movies.
Is this the first time they've taken a summer off in 10 years?
What is your number one, man?
What's
your number one? Oh, yeah. that's just... It's not... It's new Marvel.
That's crossover Marvel.
It's not proper MCU. This is...
This might be their last chance.
But. Yeah.
So the last run of Pixar movies has been Elemental, Lightyear, Turning Red, Luca's Soul, Onward, and Toy Story 4.
Not a good run.
No, there's only like two or three good movies.
Onward and Soul.
And Luca? I like those.
That's what I said, two or three.
Like
but Turning
all.
Red, Lightyear, but, and the, Elemental have all not been...
But how often do you revisit Soul or Luca?
I don't know if we've ever watched Soul again.
No, we watch Luca a lot.
We do watch Luca a lot. And the kids love Turning Red.
And Onward. They like Onward a lot.
Kids like Turning Red. I don't. I genuinely like Onward and Luca. Like if they're watching, I'm like, oh, these
are the best one in there.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Yeah. It's got the most heart. The most
I don't think
novel.
Elemental is bad.
Onward's got...
No, it's bad.
Chris Pratt.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, I still haven't even watched Elemental, but Burrs is the only person I've ever met that keeps saying it's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
It is so bad.
Not so bad.
Oh, okay.
It's number bad. Two, Burrs.
Despicable Me 4.
That's
over,
right.
Over Pixar. And we'll see what the definitive number two is right now. Okay.
You know, it's going to take some rolls to...
Okay.
You know,
got two left.
The odds of rolling something you haven't rolled yet are pretty...
I know, but how else can I do it? I got to stick to my method.
How much are we going to dedicate in this episode to the sounds of...
Okay. Wait a minute. Did I already put that on there? Nope. Okay, my number two is A Quiet Place.
So now you know what your number one is as well.
Yeah, I
okay,
do.
Good.
But I'll save it up.
We're done with the dice.
I think the listeners probably really enjoyed that. That was some good Foley.
That wasn't actually him doing the dice, it was Abby making the sound.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
She somehow made it sound like it was falling onto an iPhone.
She's
screen.
Like that guy from
it
the Police Academy movies.
Yeah.
Tyler, what do you have at number one? Surprise us.
Number one, I have Deadpool and Wolverine, which, you know, is a very poorly received film in the length of its franchise and not very well known either. But sure. I think that for whatever reason, this year,
yeah,
really
it's
going to
work out for them. Yeah,
I appreciate that they did ampersand I like that.
Mm-hmm. I have that as well because that's the obvious pick.
Right? I don't know how it couldn't be. Again, we've said this in the past, but it seems really far and away the most popular. That's like the only reason people are going to go to the movies this summer.
The trailer broke internet records. It was like the fastest, most viewed trailer. I think maybe the Joker 2 thing dethroned it or something like that. But I'll admit, I am so excited that I actually looked at the new trailer.
Uh-oh.
I looked at it, y'all.
I didn't do it.
It is awesome. It is a really good trailer.
Yeah.
I don't regret it. It's because the way I excused or let myself off the hook for watching it was I figured this is probably the thing that I'll watch over and over again. And so I'll just be excited to see these things the second time.
Oh, sure.
In the theater. It's really good. If these things from the trailer are in the movie, I think we're all set.
If those two characters are in the movie, I think we're in good shape. So
the only question mark for me, and the trailer, you know, it shows gags and it shows funny one-liners and violence and all that stuff. Thankfully, it doesn't really get into the story at all. It's more just like a sizzle reel of like cool stuff.
You're still talking about Deadpool?
Mm-hmm.
But it has an implied storyline with the TWA.
It does. That's my only concern is that the crappiness of the MCU will be what bogs. If the movie does bog down at all, it'll be because it's trying to exist in the MCU.
But the first season of Loki with the whole TWA mythology and world building, I thought was interesting. I don't dislike the TWA as a concept. And the way that was it?
What is that for us that don't know? I know they're like the timeline police, but what is it? What's the acronym?
Oh,
time variant something.
He said TWA.
TWA? I thought it was TSA.
Those are the airplane people.
Let me look it up.
They make sure you don't have the water bottle.
What was it? The end of one or end of two where he goes on the. It's two because he does it after. Josh Brolin.
We're talking about Deadpool now?
Yeah, where he goes on the...
He goes around resetting his own timeline.
Yeah, the montage of timelines.
Saves his girlfriend.
Right.
Kills bad Deadpool.
Yeah.
Doesn't he kill Hitler or something?
And then, in the stinger, he's standing over Hitler's crib.
Time is TVA.
TVA.
Time Variance Authority.
TVA.
So they're trimming timelines to make it so it's just one timeline.
Well, they're doing a bad job, apparently.
Well, that's why they need help.
Well, in Loki, you see all of the rules for it, which they just totally throw out all of the suspense from the first 10 years of...
Yeah, they spit in your face. I kind of hate it.
It's like Luke Skywalker throwing the thing.
Throwing the lightsaber. Yeah.
Last time, really bad. Oh, you were into any of this?
Yeah.
Well, screw you.
No, they have a very painful moment where people died in the first two movies before this, and then they go, oh, yeah, that was not important.
That was nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But the TVA concept...
What are they talking about? What are they talking about, people dying?
Do you want me to just spoil it for you?
The show? Yeah, I don't care about that show at all.
In the first episode, they walk past some... He gets arrested by the TVA, Loki, and he's being...
Because in Endgame, remember, he picks it up and starts...
Messing with the timeline. So he gets arrested, and they take him to this 70s office building, which also like a jail and also like, you know...
It's Wes Anderson set.
Yeah, it's where their cubicles are for the TVA, and they walk past a desk, and they open a drawer, and it's full of Infinity Stones. And he looks at it, and he goes, what? And he's like, yeah, these pieces of junk, and then they close it.
What?
Yeah.
Then why did we have that whole first few phases?
Nothing.
Why did we have the Infinity Saga?
And the Loki show also goes back on all the... It's stupid. The show sucks.
I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean. They're supposed to say that they're...
It was pointless.
Yeah. They're so powerful and in control that none of that
they just
stuff,
go back
none
and
of that
take
stuff
them.
Matters.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was like
they use them as like paperweights.
It was the whole universe in the Infinity Saga.
I know, but they're looking at from the beginning of time to the end of time. And they're like, that was just one little blip. It doesn't matter. But Deadpool and Wolverine should fix it, right?
I feel like it could be obnoxious, but the TVA concept is interesting, and him messing with the timelines at the end of two, whoever put those together is clever for him to step further into the MCU storyline.
Yeah.
I'm good with that, but it's the execution that's obviously going to matter here.
Well, last time Wolverine and Deadpool were in a movie together, it was great. Yeah. Remember that one?
That was bad, is what he's getting at. X-Men Origins.
Wolverine.
It was the worst movie of them all, probably.
It was really bad. It was like offensively bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. But remember how much we all loved... We did something where we did all the X-Men movies. Yeah. We ranked the X-Men movies, and we all were shocked at how good Days of Future Past continues to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll take the throne. Burrs, what's your number one guess of the year?
Miss Deadpool and Wolverine.
You're unoriginal. I let the dice decide, and I learned that Inside Out 2 is going to be the highest grossing film of the summer.
It honestly could be.
It could be.
That's not a bad guess. I'm disappointed it wasn't Garfield.
I wanted it to be
Maxine or something.
I wanted that. My best case scenario is that it would be the Garfield, but the dice would be the Garfield movie, and then it would be the Garfield movie.
You can't make this crap up.
Thanks for listening to You Hate Movies. Did you make a list this year? Are you ready to leave one in the comments section? Or do one better and go to patreon.com/youhatemovies, where your comment will not only be heard by our panel of expert cinephiles, but interacted with, commented on, and argued about.